I'm John Wilkerson with Jimmy Hyams. Jimmy is at Harper Volkswagen, 9901 Kingston Pike. And we get to jump to the Stanley Fencing and Gates hotline as our good friend, longtime friend, John McClain, joins us from Houston. John, how are you?
I'm great. It's a good thing the Vols are not in the Final Four because they'd be the second biggest story in Knoxville, right?
Wow.
Well, Jimmy, if I knew how many years I'd been on with you guys, and I don't, I know it, I'm guessing it's been at least 15. I would say, yeah. Jimmy, it's been an honor working with you, even though you're a Saints fan. And I wish you the best in the other things you're going to be doing. Maybe you'll get to vote a little more time and have a little more suffering with the Saints. And I wish you the best of luck. You've always been great to be on with, and I've always considered it an honor to be on with both of you guys, you know, for 15, 20, whatever year, however many years it's been.
John, we both have the Astros.
Yes, we do. And I'm really bummed because they can't go unbeaten.
Which is a challenge when you're playing 162 games, but you are correct.
Yeah, I watched that game last night. Now I'm fired up for the Final Four. People are talking about, well, nobody wants to watch it. And we had a columnist at GallerySports.com, John Lopez, wrote a column yesterday and said, pretend you're going to watch Shirts and Skins, and here are some facts about these four teams. And it was really impressive what they've done. Of course, UConn's a favorite. UConn's won national championships. But Miami, FAU, and San Diego State, they've been really good and good in the tournament. So I'm still fired up about it. Although my wife had asked me, she said, can you get tickets to go see University of Houston? I said, not at the prices. She said, can you add some Mattress Mac? I said, no, I'm not going to ask him for tickets. And she said, well, we're going as long as Houston's in it, so now I don't have to worry about it anymore, and I can watch it on TV like most of the country.
Goodness. So you had the NFL meetings that were taking up a good portion of your week and your attention. How did it go? What stood out to you?
The two biggest stories, John and Jimmy, were the Commanders, who were not even on the agenda, but everybody was talking about it, and how soon they can get Daniel Snyder out of there, and what groups are bidding, and are the figures right? The finance committee knows, and it's Snyder that has to pick one, and then the owners have to approve that guy. And other big stories, Lamar Jackson, and right after that was Aaron Rodgers. In other words, stories we're all tired of. And but that was it. People, even though you get interviews with people. Good things about the spring meetings is very low key. It's the only time in the NFL that they have anything that's low key. You can talk to owners, you can talk to GMs, you can talk to coaches, and then as soon as everybody leaves and goes home, it's all about the draft. And so, despite everybody talking about their team, those were the three biggest stories that permeated throughout the Biltmore Hotel, talking about the Commanders, Lamar Jackson, and Aaron Rodgers.
So do you think that the price tag for Washington, the alleged offer of $6 billion, is accurate?
I don't know. There have been so many reports by reputable people. I don't know what to believe. I know Tillman Fertitta's, the Rockets owner, was bid a legitimate $5.5 billion. Then two other groups popped up. One, Stephen Apollopoulos, or whatever his name is, the Greek from the Greek billionaire from Canada. The report was he had bid $6 billion. And the one that everybody's still waiting on is Jeff, is it Bezos or Bezos? I could never get it pronounced right. They want him because he's the richest man in America, one of the richest in the world, to buy them. But Daniel Snyder doesn't want to sell to him because he hates him, because he owns Washington Post. And the Washington Post has been the most critical of Snyder through the decades. And I still think that the group with Josh Harris, the primary owner of the Sixers, and the New Jersey Devils, who tried to get the Broncos and lost out to Rob Walton, all Walmart Air, that he and Mitchell Rales, two guys from that part of the country, and then Magic Johnson's hitched his wagon with them as well. RG3's talking about trying to be part of that group. And so I think ultimately they'll win it unless somebody comes along and blows them out of the water, because Snyder, you know, is going to take the best offer.
John, how surprised were you when Mike Tannenbaum, former general manager of the Giants and with ESPN now, said Hendon Hooker would be the number 5 overall pick of the draft going to Seattle?
Well, everybody was shocked. You know, mock drafts are like navels. Everybody's got them. And, like, I'm working on my third one. I try to switch things around, including at the top, because I don't want people, or what I want to look at is the same as last 2 weeks. And Tannenbaum certainly got a lot of attention. I believe Hendon Hooker will go in the first round. I believe it'll be somewhere in the middle or the bottom. I know one I read recently had him going to Minnesota to have time to learn behind Kirk Cousins. And Washington should be a team that's interested. If Washington, they have one start with Sam Howell, and he's not Patrick Mahomes, and they had one start, and they're going to hitch their wagon to him. But what if he doesn't pan out? Then who's next? They've got a good team there. They should be competing for a wild card berth. But if it doesn't work out with him, what are they going to do? That's why I think Washington is a candidate to draft Hooker.
John, if you were a team, would you be bidding to try and win the Odell Beckham Jr. sweepstakes?
Not unless I was really desperate. He wants a lot of money. He's had reconstructive surgery on the same knee twice. I would insist if I wanted him, I'd say, okay, you're going to get paid primarily in roster bonuses to make sure you play. And I think that would be fair. You know, he doesn't like it. Obviously, he's not getting offers that he wants. He lives there and works out there in Scottsdale, so he came over to the Biltmore. People acted like that was a big deal. Well, he lives right there. Why not come and talk to people? And he's trying to give him a reason to give him what he wants. There was talk he wanted $20 million a year. You know, there's no way he's getting $20 million a year. Also, he's 30 years old. I would think a team that needed a veteran receiver to either make the playoffs or in the playoffs and make a push for the Super Bowl would be the most likely to seriously go after Odell Beckham Jr.
What do you think about Lamar Jackson clapping back at those that are questioning his durability of late?
Well, the fact is he has missed games the last 2 years, and there's no way you can dispute it. And he's won one playoff game in his career, and he was MVP 4 years ago. Now, he's a great quarterback, and he has a great regular season winning percentage. And there was a report today, no, he doesn't have to have a fully guaranteed salary. He just wants more guaranteed money than Deshaun Watson. So what's the difference? Say you're going to give him $235 million guaranteed, but the contract's actually $300 million. I mean, that I don't blame him. He doesn't deserve – well, I can't say that. You know, the guy's been a great player. He's been a good guy. His teammates love him. John Harbaugh loves him. I still think it hurts him that he doesn't have an agent, a legitimate agent to handle all this. Everybody does. You know, he fights back on that one too. And I just think it could be handled so much better if he had people knew what they were doing representing him.
Our guest, John McClain, as he joins us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline, we'll get a break. A final segment to this hour of Sports Talk is next. Today at Harper Volkswagen on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Sports Talk continues. Final segment to hour number two of the program. That's Tennessee Sports Information Director Emeritus Bud Ford. I'm John Wilkerson with Jimmy Hyams, our guest John McClain. And Jimmy, the one thing I would say is don't follow John's lead in terms of retirement, because I know you're wanting to step back a little bit.
I don't know anybody that owns a mattress, so I think I'm safe.
It was 1 year to go today. It was my last year at the Chronicle, and I thought I would do my radio shows at the Sports Radio 610, the Texans flagship, and my others that I do weekly, like with you guys, for about a year. And then Mattress Mac called me, and now I'm working as – it's not working. I haven't worked since I left Waco to come to Houston 48 years ago. So I've been blessed. You've been blessed. Listening to Bud Ford talk about integrity, when it comes to a journalist, if somebody says you have integrity, that's the ultimate compliment, because we see examples every day of people who don't have integrity. For them, it's all about trying to get a click, create controversy. There's no accountability like there used to be. And being considered a professional with integrity, that just embodies what a journalist is supposed to do.
I agree. John, I got to ask you this. Green Bay said it reached out to Aaron Rodgers after Aaron Rodgers said that Green Bay wouldn't exactly tell him what direction they were going. I have a tendency to believe Green Bay over Aaron Rodgers. What do you think?
I'm with you, Jimmy. I believe the GM, Brian Gutekunst. We all know that Aaron Rodgers kind of become a fruitcake. I wish they'd just get the trade over with, let him go be the Jets problem. Can't wait to see how he deals with New York, New Jersey media, who are going to take him to task a lot if he continues to operate in the same manner in which he has the last couple of years with the Packers. But I think everybody is. I think the Packers and the Packer fans, the cheeseheads, they just want to get it over with and move into the Jordan Love area. And you talk about a player with a lot of pressure. Rodgers was under a lot of pressure to replace Favre after sitting for 3 years. Now Jordan Love's under a lot of pressure to replace Rodgers. And those Packer fans have had it so good for so long now, they deserve to they deserve to suffer a little bit like they did before Ron Wolf made the trade for Brett Favre with the Falcons.
John, we know you got things going on. What are you working on this week?
I'm working on my third mock draft right now. I'll end up with 7 overall. The official one will be the last one. And I'm working on – I've got columns. I wrote a column that's on GallerySports.com. about Cal McNair, the Texans owner. His wife, Hannah, is becoming much more involved in decisions that are made in the organization. I think that's a good thing. So I appreciate you guys having me. Jimmy, good luck. I know you're not totally walking away. And if you hear from a mattress salesman in Houston, I would suggest you take the call.
I will. John, thank you. Been a pleasure,
guys,
to
thank you.
Have you on. Thanks.
John,
thank
McClain.
You very much, guys.
Thank you. Oh, as always, John McClain joining us from Houston on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.